listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello everyone, glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly here as well.
Good evening everyone. Always happy to be here.
It's good to see everyone here with us tonight, those in the chat, those listening to the archive. We appreciate you joining us. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as is customary, kind of set us off on the right track each week. First one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the expanded form of these 9 principles, please visit our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So as I mentioned, it's good to see everyone with us tonight, those in the chat room, those listening to the archives. Tonight, the topic is how to find stability in your life. Now, if you've been around for any length of time, you realize that stability is, well, it's an important thing, isn't it? You know, we hate it when our lives are falling apart or whatever, and we long for that stability. And there are times when we have it, sometimes when we don't. So let's talk about how to find stability in your life. And I want to concentrate on 2 general areas. The first area will be on finding stability in ourselves, in our disposition, our behavior, our approach to life. And then the second area will be basically with our life, you know, outside of ourselves. So the first part will be basically leading a stable life within ourselves. The dictionary basically defines stability as soon as I can find it here, it's resistance to sudden change is one of them. Another one is continuance without change or permanence. And that kind of makes sense. You know, stable means unchangeable, if you will, or it's not changing or it's unchanging. It's like if you think of a chair, for example, you got a 4-legged chair, right? It's stable. You can sit on it. It doesn't fall over. But if you remove one of those legs, now we don't have stability anymore and it falls over. So something has changed. So probably the easiest way to understand stability is when we just don't see a lot of change. Now I'm not referring to any positive changes that we need to make, that kind of thing. I'm talking about just consistency. And so to achieve stability within ourselves, the idea behind being a stable person is to be consistent, to be reasonable, to be even-tempered. That's a big one. And, you know, stable people don't fly off the handle. They're not given to emotional outbursts. They don't create drama. They think before they speak. They don't make rash decisions. which is, by the way, different than being a decisive person. That's a good thing, but making rash decisions is not so much. They're not impetuous. As I mentioned, they're fair, reasonable, and consistent. That's stability. And what else is there here? I've got my points here. And let me kind of put a caveat on consistency. It, generally speaking, being consistent is stable. It's being stable. But if we're consistent in a poor behavior, well, that's not the kind of stability we're talking about here. I mean, there are people who are mean, and they're consistently mean, and we don't consider them a stable person, do we? So consistency is important, but it's also, positive consistency, not in a negative way. Stable people are also down to earth. They're not given to bizarre, outlandish beliefs and thoughts and things like that. They have a refined moral compass. They're all about doing no harm and doing right. And they do what they need to do on a day-to-day basis. They're self-sufficient, self-dependent, self-reliant. So those are some of the traits of stable people, what we would consider stable individuals. But in practical terms, if you think about it in your life, have you known somebody who you felt was just a stable, down-to-earth person? And I'm sure you have. And now contrast that person with somebody you've known who's not stable. They're not down-to-earth. They're not reasonable. If you ever had to deal with some sensitive issue with somebody who's not reasonable and down to earth, you know what I'm talking about. But if you've had to deal with some kind of an sensitive issue with somebody who is stable and reasonable and down to earth, it goes much, much smoother. So that's the first part of it, really, is being a stable individual, being reasonable, not speaking before you think. If you're in the middle of a tough situation, you're assertive, you listen, you take it in, you don't make rash decisions, and your tone, you don't yell. We don't think of stable people as yelling and arguing, that kind of thing. So those are some of the traits. Dr. Hunter, any comments or anything you'd like to add to this so far?
Well, I'd only like to add that even the most stable people can have bad days.
Oh, yeah.
So I think what we have to preface and qualify to say that that would be your description of stability of nature would be, pretty good overall. But even, what was it that I read many years ago that people who don't get affection, it's not unlike monkeys, if they don't get affection or some kind of stimulation in their life, no matter how stable, they can actually wither up and die. So mm-hmm. I know I'm not meaning to sound radical. I'm just saying that even the most stable people can have bad days.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's true. We're not talking about being a robot here. We're talking about being a real-life human being, but when you think about a stable individual, we understand they're human. We understand they can have a bad day, and there might be the occasional outburst. But as a rule, stable people are just that. That you can depend on them, you can trust them, you can rely on them. If they say they're going to do something, they do it. That's what we're talking about. But, yeah, they can have bad days, and I'm glad you brought that up. Michael, any comments on this so far that you'd like to add?
Well, I think something that I would say that in a lot about life is chaotic. So we have to focus on what we can control, and that's ourselves. We can control the stability within ourselves. We can find stability in the balance of things in our life, the cohesion, the forgive me, you have a term for it that's, there's a harmony to it when you have that balance of life that brings stability. And oftentimes, a chaotic person, the antithesis of stability, everything is out of harmony. Everything is chaotic. The energy is disruptive. And it doesn't affect just that person. It cascades throughout their core group and into the wider world beyond. So it's, again, one of those things that when we're really talking about personal stability here, that personal stability we can find through balance, and that will also filter out into the wider world around us, creating a more stable world.
Excellent points, an excellent segue into the second part, which bear of this discussion on stability, which bears, you know, on the first part. We had to discuss the first part. So basically, the first part of the stability discussion is on us being stable individuals, being down to earth, being reliable, being stable. The second part is our lives, and that's what you kind of touched on too. You know, you can be a stable person, disposition, behavior, and you can be in an unstable or unstable world, and we're kind of in that. But our immediate world, the world surrounds us, our life can be somewhat chaotic at times. It can lack that stability that we want, and the reason for that is, as you mentioned, was a balance issue. Some things are out of balance, and this is where we bring up the life leadership paragon again. You know, the three aspects of the life leadership paragon are self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and they create self-completeness. And the objective here is to balance out our life leadership paragon so that we can be complete within ourselves. And that, along with that, comes stability in our lives as well. So let's kind of touch on that a moment. If you're in a toxic relationship, your life is not stable. If you're in an alcoholic relationship, your life is not stable. Or you're in a relationship with an addict, your life is not stable. You know, there can be a lot of other factors. If you have lost a job or something, you know, it can affect the stability of your life. And there are just so many things that can affect the stability of our life. And again, I'm not so much talking about us ourselves. We can still be stable individuals, and we can be thrust into situations that we didn't ask for or that were unexpected. That can happen. And that creates some instability. So the idea behind stability in any way, in any form, in any area of our life, when we're not in a stable situation, is because something is out of its proper order. And that's a definition of adversity, isn't it? You know, that's all adversity is something is out of its proper order, something's out of place. And once we put things back in their proper order, then that adversity goes away, that chaos goes away, and we attain more stability. So the idea is to balance out these three aspects of the life leadership paragon. The first one is self-acceptance. We want to make sure that we don't denigrate ourselves, we don't put ourselves down, that we understand we're deserving of the same good things in life as anyone else, no more, no less. We don't compare ourselves to other people. We accept ourselves for who we are. We understand that we're perfect. And so we're balancing out our self-acceptance. And then we move on to respect for free will, and we respect other people. We don't give unsolicited advice. We don't try to change them or control other people. And by doing that, by respecting that law of control, we now bring into balance our respect for free will, that aspect of the life leadership paragon. Once we have balanced out self-acceptance and respect for free will, then self-responsibility kind of falls into place. And now we've balanced out these three, which then leads to more stability, self-completeness, and our lives can change. Now, we've all been in those situations in life where there's no stability. You know, I've been there. I was there for a long time. Didn't know if I'd ever get out of it. And I did. And that's because I made some tough decisions with an alcoholic relationship. And basically, my life has been very, very stable and peaceful. And that's another big aspect of stability is peace. Now, times haven't always been easy in terms of finances and things like that over the years. But the other parts of my life were peaceful. They were stable. And that's what I always wanted in my life. Thoughts, Dr. Hunter? If you have any?
Not at the moment. Okay. Just listening.
Michael? It's okay. I just don't want to hog it.
No, nothing to add right now.
All right. So to reestablish stability in life, you got to look at your life through an objective lens, if you will. You need to determine what needs to be put back in its proper order, if, in fact, things are out of their proper order. So if your life is not as peaceful or stable as you want it, you got to identify what's keeping you from that. And you need to then figure out a plan to bring those things back into balance or put them in their proper order. It may mean discontinuing certain relationships. It may mean discontinuing a certain job or a certain company you work for or something like that. It could mean a lot of things. You need to determine what's keeping things out of their proper order so that stability can return to your life. And then it's a matter of making good decisions in the future so that you don't find yourself in a, you know, where you reduce the odds of you finding yourself in a difficult situation. And that's kind of the thing. We get older and we get a little wiser and we start to make better decisions. And that's the whole goal. So hopefully there have been a few things in this that will get you thinking and help you to reclaim any stability that you may have lost or validate you. If you're in a stable position, keep it up. Keep doing that because it's working for you. All right, let's move on to our cards then, our inner oracle cards. They are self-discovery cards. They're designed to get you thinking about different things. And so as customary, we will ask if you'd like a card pulled. Please put your name in the chat room and we'll be happy to do that.
Michael, if you would you draw a card for me, please?
Well, I think this is a twist. Absolutely.
I know.
I was thinking the same thing.
You gotta have a twist. Keeps things interesting. And I have number 11, awareness.
Ah, that's interesting.
Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
Well, it sounds like good advice.
It is. Awareness. You know, that's the whole point of everything we do, right? Mm-hmm. And even if it's human beings, our goal is to increase our awareness every day, at least a little bit. So it's mm-hmm. a good card.
And just so you know, Michael, I am on a learning curve these days, and awareness applies. Thank you very much for that.
Well, you're most welcome. I think the learning curve applies to all of us. Never really stops, does it?
No, it sure doesn't. It doesn't matter how old you get either. All right, I have for Dr. Edward Perfection, number one. Always remember that you're a perfect work in that you're perfect the way you are and a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices and tomorrow's changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. I like that card, Edward, so good for you. I hope you relate to that in some way also. So, Michael, I think we have Dr. Shirley next.
Excuse me. And for Dr. Shirley, I pulled number 3, be who you are, walk your own path. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who you are and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
I like it. I have Sherry next, which and wild card suit. I love the wild card suit. Number 2, and the title on that one is And Then Some. When you've reached your limits and believe you've done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what's required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you're leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. You know, it's funny. Everybody has to stretch themselves now and again, Sherry, and that's all it's saying. And then some.
Yep.
All right. Kim is next. I think this is Sherry's daughter, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim is on the list, Michael.
All right. And for Kim, I have number 7, self-mastery. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery, towards the path of self-completeness.
Good card. We haven't pulled that one in a while.
We have, and
yeah.
A great card, and I think it, well, many of the cards will tie into the stability, but this one uniquely so.
Yeah.
Hello, Tabby. Nice to have you here. I pulled number 40, relationships, for you. Healthy relationships are interdependent and a win-win. They're not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship, regardless of who it's with. Now, this could also be at work or friends or a number of other things, just so we qualify that. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship or to the relationship of one thing to another. So sometimes it's a thing we have a relationship with, not just an individual. So I just wanted to clarify that, Tabby. So if that relates to you in some way, that one's for you. Mm-hmm. Now, William is next. Michael?
All right, for William, I pulled number 45, inspiration and motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration, leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
I like the positive energy part.
Absolutely.
That's great. Yeah. Now, Fran has pulled a card for the room, but I'm going to read Fran's card first. And then, Michael, if you would pull up number 37 and read that for the room tonight, mm-hmm. That would be great. Fran, meanwhile, I picked number 23. I have my cards all fanned across the table. Number 23 came out. It's meaning, purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not what's the purpose of life, rather what's the purpose of my life. True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or a lack thereof. That's a little message there for you today, friend. You know, again, reiterate to everybody, we know all this stuff. It's just, you know, tapping at our consciousness to say, oh yeah, there's a way to think of it. Oh yeah, there's a thought. So that's it, just little reminders for us. So Fran did pick number 37 for the room. Michael, have you got it pulled up there?
I do, and number 37 is groundedness.
Groundedness.
Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts. Or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
That's good points, you know, and all of these cards.
If I can say, I think groundedness kind of relates back to your stability.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All of them do. That's what I was thinking of. Looking at them here, you know, basically awareness. To be stable, you need to be self-aware, and you need to be aware of others. Perfection, you know, you need to understand that you're perfect just the way you are. You know, that way you're not striving to do things because other people think you should do them, or you want other people to like you, so you do things you wouldn't ordinarily do. You know, the next card was be who you are and walk your own path. That's exactly what stable people do. And then some is basically the definition of goodness. You know, when we think of somebody who is just a really good person, they usually go beyond what's expected or required, and then some. They add a little more to it. Then there's self-mastery. Obviously, stable people are masters of themselves. Their relationships are generally good, and if they're not good right now, they will be good because they will move out of those negative relationships. Inspiration and motivation. You know, stable people are motivated. They find meaning and purpose, and they're grounded. Those are the cards we pulled tonight. You know, it's and stability brings peace. You know, that was back 20 years ago. I had lived for decades in an alcoholic relationship, and I just wanted sweet peace in my life. I basically all my life up to that point had been with the chaos of an alcoholic, living with an alcoholic, a couple of them, my mother and my ex-wife, and you know, I just wanted sweet peace. That's all I wanted. I just wanted peace, and that's what I got because I made some tough decisions, and I wouldn't change a thing in the world. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. In fact, I'd even do it sooner than I did do it if I had to go back and do it again. But it all worked out, and now there's that sweet peace, which is a big part of that stability of life. Mm-hmm. All right, any final comments? Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I'd just say that, you know, it's absolutely no mistake that all of the cards do kind of lend themselves to the topic of stability, because just like you said, stability brings peace. And what are we doing here? Why are we all gathered? Why are we, you know, interested in this topic of metaphysical humanism if not to find peace in this world? There are uncountable questions that we will never truly have an absolute answer to in this world, but what we can find is ways to live this life better, to get the most that we can from this life, because no matter what comes after, no matter what came before, we are here now, and we find the tools to make this existence not only bearable, but to make it a place where we thrive, where we make the absolute most use of our time here, on this plane, in this life, in this moment. And these are all tools to get to that point.
Good. Well put. Dr. Hunter, any concluding comments?
No, I was just, reading through our list of people here and the court cards we pulled, and I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this evening. And Tabby says, the eclipse energy has me reevaluating all my relationships. Well, interestingly enough, from all that I read online, that eclipse, that was the result of that eclipse, or that was the prediction. I have to qualify that and articulate it better. The prediction of that eclipse and that full moon was in the matter of relationships and projecting for what you want. It was a matter of cleaning out debris, and it, of course, is the yin and the yang of it, but it was the reevaluation that was the key to that energy shift. So it's I think that's happening to a lot of people, Tabby. I mean, I think in this past month we've had two full moons, you know, energies up and down, and I'm a great believer in electromagnetic frequencies. And so it's been a lot of shifts. Thanks for the heart there, Tabby, in the chat. We're off to quite an interesting start in 2019, and the reevaluating, double whammied with a double full moon, it's a big reevaluation. So the topics that we discuss hopefully can, you know, kind of help to set us all right and stimulate for some new ideas. And as Tabby had also mentioned, if they give as much as I do from the heart, then they're keepers. And if not, those are not the relationships I'd rather have. And I think that that's such an appropriate way to say it, Tabby. From the heart. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Very good. Very good points and meaningful, meaningful points as well. So I hope that you found something to use, something to be encouraged by in tonight's discussion. Also did want to mention too, just shout out to our students, IMHS students, that I did an interview with recent doctoral graduate, Dr. Bruce Boynton, and put that audio on the dashboard at the new school portal. So if you haven't seen it there, you might want to give a listen. He was very encouraging and very uplifting and positive too. So anyway, again, thanks to everyone for your time tonight. Thanks for those who are listening to the archive. We appreciate your time as well. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, as always, and Michael Kelly as well. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.